Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Good Morning Live. It is so good to be with you today. I hope that you are having an amazing Monday so far. We're getting back to normal a little bit here at Hope City Church and Pioneer Television. I've been off for a little bit from doing the morning lives because we welcomed our new daughter, Jubilee, which you all saw last week here on a special Monday edition. And so, you know, that first week or two, you know, we don't like to have her ride in the back by herself. So Sarah, you know, goes in the back with her and I'll drive. So that's put me on school duty, pick up and drop off and all of that other stuff. And you might think that that's not a big deal, but when you got a morning drop off to school, morning drop off to preschool, and then a mid-morning pickup from preschool, then a drop-off to daycare, and then the pickup from school, and then another pickup from basketball practice. It all kind of just gets pretty crazy. So anyway, that's what I've been doing the last week or two. But I certainly have missed getting together with y'all and opening the Word of God and starting our mornings together. But we are back, and we're doing it together. And so thanks for joining me. Again, just to let people know that we are back and we're doing this together. If you could like, comment, share, subscribe, do all the do's, become a digital missionary as we come back together doing this, and it'll help people know that we're here and that we're opening the Word of God together again. Well, man, if you weren't at Hope City Church yesterday, and I know this, I say this almost every Monday, but I do truly mean it. If you weren't at Hope City Church yesterday, you need to go back. I don't know that the team has the services up yet, but you need to go back and watch the service from yesterday. Man, the Holy Spirit was moving. It was one of those words that I didn't quite 100% know how it was going to come out until it did. And I'm so grateful that I was able to share that about when favor finds us, and looking at the life of Ruth. And if you didn't watch it, if you weren't here, didn't get to watch it, go back. I know it'll be up on all of our platforms a little bit later today if it's not already. It will bless you. So take a moment and do that. And don't miss a moment at Hope City, man. God's always moving. He's always doing something. We've been so encouraged. Our team was talking this past weekend and just beginning to look you know, at some of the numbers since we've gone to two services, and man, we've been so encouraged because where we are averaging now on a Sunday morning is what we used to average as for a Easter service a year or two ago. So there's plenty of new faces showing up at Hope City. But anyway, we're just so glad that God's moving and that we're doing all of this together. And I'm glad to be back with you. So it's Thanksgiving week. Can you believe it? I know that, you know, they say the older you get, the faster time flies. And I didn't believe it, but man, it flies. I can't believe that we are in Thanksgiving week. And this Thursday, hopefully many of you will be sitting around the table with your friends and your family and eating a good meal together and opening, you know, your hearts to one another and just being reminded of all that you are grateful for and what God's doing in your life. And that's what I want to begin to dive into this week. I want to begin to look at gratitude and thanksgiving and what they unlock spiritually in your life. Because the error that many of us make, if we're not careful, is that we will think gratitude is a holiday theme. Like, well, yeah, every time we get around Thanksgiving time, yep, of course, we're talking about this stuff. And, you know, the life of a believer is not meant to be lived from holiday to holiday, right? Like, we don't just celebrate hope at Christmas time. We don't just celebrate and think about resurrection at Easter time. But all of these are themes that really frame our lives as believers. And there's nothing more essential, crucial, powerful, important, mandated in the life of a believer than living a life of thanksgiving. It is a supernatural, if you will, discipline that I believe shifts atmospheres. I want you to hear this today. It shifts atmospheres, moves mountains, aligns our hearts with heaven. So I want to talk to you about that today, the power of thanksgiving and why the Bible calls it the gate or the entry point, if you will, into God's presence. Maybe you have felt like, man, I haven't been feeling the presence of God like I used to. How do I get that back? Well, I can show you that today, that thankfulness and thanksgiving and a heart of gratitude is the gateway into the presence of God. It's the doorway into the presence of God. Thankfulness is the expression of faith, and faith gives access for heaven into our world. So again, I know, you know, we're going to gather around our tables, we're going to cut the turkey, we're going to do all of that stuff, but thanksgiving isn't a feeling. As I said, it's a supernatural discipline. It's a recognition. It's an awareness. It's a deliberate act of seeing what God has already done instead of rehearsing what hasn't happened yet. Let me just tell you, that works in every sphere of life. When you can shift out of rehearsing and remembering what is done versus what isn't done, come on, that shifts environments. I don't mean to talk about your home right now, but when you can be thankful for your children and your spouse for, come on, what they have done that day, instead of, you know what, you still haven't taken out the trash, but you know what, you did this and you did this and you did this. Come on, how much better would our marriages be and our relationships be and some of our morning routines be if we started operating in that way? So something happens, something shifts when we stop rehearsing what God has yet to do, but live in remembrance what God has already done. That's why Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. That means gratitude is not optional when it comes to entering into the presence of the Lord. Gratitude is not optional. It's mandatory. Maybe, again, you feel like, man, I just don't feel the presence of God like I used to. It is most likely that you've lost the heart of gratitude. That maybe you're coming into an environment or in a situation and all that's on your mind is, but is God going to do this? And how am I going to get God to do that? And I need breakthrough in this area. And I'm still holding out in over here for something to happen. But when we can stop and we can say, you know what? I don't know how God's going to work all of that out. I don't know how all of that. But Father, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for redeeming me. I thank you for the clothes on my back, whatever, however almost minute you have to get with it. When you begin to do that and operate in that, man, it shifts everything. That's why Psalm says we come into his presence with thanksgiving. It's the key that unlocks the door. So it's not optional. Thanksgiving isn't optional. It's mandatory. It's mandatory. So my question then for us today is, are we practicing gratitude every day, every hour? I know you may have things in your life that you're just like, yeah, but I really need breakthrough in this area. I'm here to tell you today, breakthrough is hinged. Breakthrough is riding on you being able to give thanks and gratitude where you are right now. Again, it is the access point to the presence of God. You are never spiritually stuck if you can still be thankful. I'm going to say that again to somebody. You are never spiritually stuck if you can be thankful. You can practice gratitude. You will never have a dry season in your life. You will never be spiritually barren. You will never be in a dry place where you just feel like, I don't know what God's doing. Why? Because gratitude opens the door to the presence of God. And what do we know about the presence of God? In the presence of God is the fullness of joy. It's the fullness of everything that we need. So gratitude is the door. It's the key. It's the gateway into the presence of God. The second thing I want you to know today is gratitude shifts the atmosphere. shifts the atmosphere. Come on, you cannot complain and be grateful at the same time. One enthrones a problem. The other enthrones God. I want to hang there for a minute. One enthrones a problem and the other enthrones God. Every time we decide to open our mouth and say something, we are doing one of those two things. We are either enthroning our problems or we are enthroning God. And when I begin to focus on, man, that's a big mountain. Man, I still got bills. I don't know how I'm going to get them paid. I don't know, you know, relationally, I don't know how all this is going to work out. What are we doing? We are enthroning the problem. I don't know how, you know, my body's going to turn around. I don't know how all of this is going to work out. What are we doing? We are enthroning the problem. But when I begin to, you know, practice gratitude, what begins to happen? I begin to say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you've done. I thank you when there was no way, you made a way. I thank you that you brought me out. I thank you that when I didn't know up from down, you were the spirit that guided me. You were the light unto my path. Your word illuminated for me. When I didn't think I was going to be able to make it through the night, you were there. You held me. You were firm. You were secure. You brought me through a mighty long way. Come on, somebody. What begins to happen there? I move from enthroning my problems and I begin to enthrone God. I begin to enthrone God. Thanksgiving raises your spiritual altitude. It lifts your perspective. It widens your lens. Where gratitude flows, come on, heaviness cannot stay. I don't know what kind of day you're having already. You know, it was a, you know, for me, it was a little bit of a challenge this morning for some reason. It was one of those nights. I've been sleeping pretty good, but Bob woke up at like 11:30. And then after that, we've been going to bed pretty early. So we were in bed like at 9. And so I slept from 9 to 11:30 when Bob woke up, and he was up for like 2 seconds. I went in his room and he saw me and laid back down and went back down to sleep. But then I couldn't go back to sleep till 4 a.m. So this morning getting up was like, Jesus, help me. Heaven, help me. Hey, but what I have learned is no matter what kind of day I'm having, no matter, you know, how tired we are, no matter, you know, whether we stubbed our toe and the dog bit us, you know, the car didn't start, whatever. Where gratitude flows, heaviness cannot stay. So if you're feeling heavy, if you're feeling burdened today, gratitude, thanksgiving releases joy. Releases the presence of God. Where praise is present, come on, God becomes visible. So let me challenge you right now. Think of 3 things that God has done in your life this year, 3 things, and just begin to say them out loud. Begin to say them out loud. Feel the shift. That's what gratitude does. It shifts the atmosphere. What has God done in your life? And number 3, gratitude is about the power of remembering. Listen, what you are thankful for, you will steward and you will see multiplied. Remembering is not necessarily nostalgia. Remembering is spiritual warfare. I think this is one of the greatest things that God's been teaching me over the last 2 years is reframing in my mind what is and what is not spiritual warfare. Because a long time I thought if we were in spiritual warfare and, you know, the fight was on and the enemy's attacking, then, you know, we got to get the armor and we've got to press in, and when, you know, we've got to shout and scream and we got to do that bridge 80 times over because we're fighting against the devil. And I, not that some of those things don't have a piece, they do. Hear my heart on this. But he's also been teaching me that sometimes a smile is spiritual warfare. Why? Because the enemy wants to disrupt my peace. The enemy wants to get me flustered. He wants, you know, what he's doing through that person to get me to run, to get me to back up. But what I have learned is that when I can just maintain a smile, hey, good morning, how are you? To the person that's coming against me, guess what I'm doing? I'm fighting spiritual warfare. when all hell was broken loose around me, and I don't know how I'm getting out of this, when I begin to remember the goodness of God, do you know what I'm doing? I'm practicing spiritual warfare. And you might be like, but wait, how are you practicing spiritual warfare unless you're binding the adversary? And there's a part in that. Hold, all right, I get that. But sometimes, come on, we just giving the devil too much credit. Like, I don't need to focus on the devil all the time. My life's out of control. I don't need to go, what's the devil doing? How's the devil doing this? Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's just like, you know what, Father? I don't know what the devil's doing. I don't really care what the devil's doing, because you brought me a mighty long way. You are the author and the beginning, the starter of my faith. He who has begun the good work in me will be faithful to its completion the whole way through. I don't know what the devil's doing. I don't care what the devil's doing. What I'm doing is I'm rehearsing the blessing of God. I'm remembering the promises of God. I'm reenacting in my mind how God's brought me through. Come on, this is all throughout scripture. Every time God would meet with somebody in your Bible, what would he tell them to do? Build an altar. When they came through the sea, what did he say? Build an altar. Why? It was so that whenever somebody would pass that way before, they would remember what God did. But maybe today, the greatest level of spiritual warfare that you can engage in your life is, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for that check that came in the mail that I was not expecting. I thank you, Father, for favor. I didn't know how I was going to get that job this year, and it worked out for me. Lord, I thank you that when my babies were sick and I didn't know, I was getting a little nervous there for a minute, how your healing power showed up and touched them, whatever it is for you. Remembering isn't just nostalgia, and we don't want to just, you know, remember for nostalgia's sake. It's a weapon of warfare. It's a weapon of warfare. Listen, it's not just a weapon of warfare, it's prophecy. Psalm 100, I think it's 103, verse 2, I think says, forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. Why? Because forgetting weakens our faith, but remembering strengthens it. When you rehearse God's goodness, man, your heart begins to expect him again. Your memory almost becomes a seed for future miracles. I'm going to say that again for somebody. Your memory becomes a seed for future miracles. I don't know what's on your plate today. I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know what breakthrough you need. But your memory prophesies, becomes prophetic, and prophesies future miracles. Because if he did it before, he'll do it again. If he could bring you out before, he'll do it again, because he's not a man that he should lie. So he said, if he begun the good work, he will be faithful to its completion. If you're still believing for some family members to come in and you're like, it just totally looks the opposite, then start thinking about how he found you and your miracle story of how favor found you and salvation found you. Start remembering how different people in your family and friends came to Christ. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Begin to say, you know what? Come on. If he could save Aunt Sue, then I know he can save my son. He can save my daughter. If he can save my coworker, if he could find me. Talked about that yesterday. When favor found me, then I know he can save my loved ones. Begin to rehearse. Your memory becomes a seed for future miracles. Come on. That's powerful today. What he did before becomes prophecy for what he will do again. So what do? We give thanksgiving before the miracle. That's the thing about Thanksgiving, is anybody can give thanks after the miracle. that's the easy part, right? That's not the hard part. Anyone can give thanks after the breakthrough, after the turnaround, after the answer. But come on, faith thanks him before it ever happens. Listen, Jesus did this constantly. Before feeding the 5,000, what does it say? It said he gave thanks. Before Lazarus walked out of the tomb, he said, Father, I thank you. Joshua and the Israelites shouted before the walls of Jericho fell down. Thanksgiving is not just a reaction. It's a declaration. It's faith It's saying to your problems and your world, I don't know how it's all going to work out. I don't know how the walls of Jericho are going to fall down. I don't know how this situation is going to turn around, but I'm going to give him thanks. Anybody can praise and celebrate when the answer has shown up, but it's only a person of faith who can rise up before the answer happens and give thanks and declare the goodness of God and practice the blessing of God. Come on, so be a person of faith today. Be a person who steps up in your world right now. Begin to walk around and declare over your finances the blessing and the favor of God. Begin to prophesy, Father, I thank you that you brought me out. I thank you that you've given me a job. I thank you that my finances are blessed. I thank you that it's happening. I thank you. Come on, we talked Friday night at the worship night that you are fighting for us. You want the blessing on our lives. You're fighting for us. So Father, I thank you. My finances are turning around. I thank you that my health is turning around. I speak to my body. I give you praise for it. I know you're doing something. You are great. You do miracles so great. Be a person of faith who doesn't just give thanks when you see it. Anybody can do that. But a person of faith gives thanks before it ever manifests, declares it. You know what it does? It says, God, I trust you before I see you. Isn't that what he said on the Sermon on the Mount? Blessed are those who have believed but have not yet seen. The blessing isn't to those who have believed because they've seen. The blessing is for those who believe but have yet to see. So let gratitude today become your pre-miracle prayer. Say it out loud. Lord, thank you that you are already working in my situation. Thank you that you're already turning it around. And then lastly, how gratitude transforms you. Gratitude changes you from the inside out. Listen, you can't stay offended while being thankful. You can't stay anxious while thanking God. You know, even science has been teaching this. If you've been looking kind of at that anxiety world and realm, they've been saying that, you know, if you're starting to have anxiety or a panic attack, start looking and just tangibly seeing things and touching things, or start thinking good thoughts. It's the Bible. Anxiety stops in its tracks when you start feeling it and you say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this book. I thank you for what I see. I thank you. You start capturing those thoughts and start giving praise to God. It stops anxiety in its tracks. You cannot stay fearful while remembering his faithfulness. Philippians chapter 4 says that when we bring prayer with thanksgiving, God gives us peace, and that peace guards our hearts and mind. Come on, thankfulness is not just spiritual. It's also emotional. It's mental. It's physical. It realigns our whole being. So right now, wherever you're watching from, I want you to take a moment. I know it's not Turkey Day yet, right? But start practicing this week. Be intentional this week. Take a moment and begin to thank God. Thank him for what he's done. Thank him for what he's doing. Thank him for what is coming, what's next. Say, Father, we repent for complaining. We break agreement with negativity. We choose gratitude today. We choose to see your goodness. We choose to praise you before the miracle. We choose to let joy rise and let peace settle and let breakthrough begin in our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. So come on, I don't know where you are, what you're walking through, what you're doing, what you're facing, but today, let gratitude win. Choose what you see. Be a person of faith. Reframe your world by giving gratitude and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for being on with me today. It's an honor. I will be back with you tomorrow morning right here on Good Morning Live, and we're open the Word of God and dive in together. Amen. Be blessed and have an amazing day with God. And remember, God loves you. He's not mad at you, and he has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.